We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie from Parks Casino in Ben Salem. We obviously are in Bucks County, and it's great to be with you, 94 WIP. Hey, by the way, speaking of Parks, Conklin's Comedy Night is back, and the next one is Thursday, October 21st, 8 p.m. at the 360 Club at Parks Casino with Kevin Downey Jr., and Richie Redding. Tickets just $20, and they include your first drink. So see Joe and Conklin's Comedy Night on Thursdays here. Again, Thursday, October 21st here at Parks Casino. All right, John, a lot of conversation so far about the Eagles, and that certainly will continue through the show, including talking to Shil Kapadia joining us to start the 11 o'clock hour. Let's also introduce some Ben Simmons stuff here because, you know, it's an evolving story. We all get it. We know he's in town. He shows up 2 days ago during the game. A report from ESPN yesterday says he met with the 76ers, multiple reports. Brief is how it was described, a meeting brief with Daryl Morey and Elton Brand. Of course, he's got to pass a vaccination test. He might need to pass multiple vaccination tests. And so, you know, they begin the process of reintegrating him. You know, I mean, for all we know, he may have already had new conversations. You know, he might have, like, talked to Embiid today. I mean, there's a lot of stuff we know. There's a lot more we don't know about what's going on. Now, I found one piece of, like, it was a little nugget, John. The Athletic had a huge story yesterday about Kyrie Irving. And Sam Amick, who covers the NBA and has written, you know, for a while. I mean, I see the articles quite a bit from Sam Amick talking about the NBA. And it's a big article on Kyrie. But I found a nugget in here, John, I found very interesting. I want to throw this in the mix here. Here's what Sam Amick reported, reading right from the story. Quote, "One thing is for sure, at least for now. While an Irving trade for Ben Simmons with Philadelphia is seen by some as an easy solution to both teams' problems, sources with knowledge of the 76ers' view said there is no interest in Irving at the moment. From management on down, it seems there is an unsurprising level of skepticism about that pairing working out any better than the Joel Embiid-Ben Simmons duo that is zombified at the moment." Goes on to point out that Kyrie can be a free agent at the end of this year, which, of course, makes his trade value not quite what you might want it to be if you're the Nets because, you know, if the Sixers get him, he could be a Sixer for a year. And then if they have to trade Ben for him and then Kyrie leaves in 12 months as a free agent, then you don't have anybody, either of the two. The story goes on to say, now to be clear, Simmons camp has not scratched Brooklyn off its list of potential get-out-of-town Philadelphia scenarios. They still see it as a possibility, however remote. So the story is basically saying, and it's a good point, with Kyrie only having 1 year on his deal, the story's saying, would the Sixers trust Kyrie to work well with Joel? Two, do you want to trade for Kyrie when he's only got 1 year left on his deal?
Right.
And could hit free agency?
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And again, I would like to know how Joel feels about playing with Kyrie.
Yeah.
And we'll probably never really hear the answer to that.
I'll tell you what we will hear soon. Joel, how did it go when you and Ben talked?
Yeah.
I mean, whenever Joel's next availability, I mean, Ben can't hide in the corner. I mean, I know, you know, no one puts baby in the corner unless you are a baby, and I guess that would suit Ben. But, I mean, at some point, Ben Simmons is going to have to interact with his teammates. And when he does, then Joel Embiid is going to be asked,
and yeah,
hey, Joe, how'd it go? By the way, at some point,
Joel
Ben would
was
be
pretty
asked.
Frank. He was pretty frank about the fact that he tried to communicate with Ben during the offseason and was denied. And there's a little bit of bad blood there. You know, part of him showing up,
yep.
The thing that I found most curious about all of it is crazy, but right. Didn't it seem to you like there was a lack of communication, not just between Ben and the Sixers when he showed up during their preseason game at the facility, but also between Ben and his own representation?
I didn't get that impression. What gives you that impression?
I don't remember exactly, but it feels as though, you know, that is sort of strange. Like, he came from California. Like, it's not an easy, like, hey, it's just around the corner, I'm going to go stop by the facility
for
type
sure.
thing.
Yeah, of course.
Ben Simmons, like, this should have been.
Oh, you mean that the Sixers weren't expecting him and that Ben's camp did not alert the Sixers?
Yeah.
Hey, he'll be there around 8 o'clock tonight.
Yes, or, but, like, yeah. what gives with that?
That's an interesting point.
Like, that takes a day. Like, to get from yeah. California to Philadelphia,
yeah.
it's going to take a long time. So you got plenty of opportunity
yeah.
for advanced warning, yet Ben surprised everyone when he showed up.
That's,
so
yeah.
I'm deducing that Ben went rogue, that Ben just showed up on his own.
Possible.
Like, and that it's possible that he didn't communicate his plan to the Sixers, but also to his own representation.
Yeah, I mean, that is one way to look at it, and I hadn't thought of that, John.
And are you kidding me? Like,
yeah.
like this guy, like, get a load of him.
Yeah.
Not only has he dealt with all of this like a child, but he's taking it to the next degree now, where he's, I'm guessing, turning his back on the last bastion of people who actually were trying to do right by him,
yeah.
his representation.
Yeah, the layers of complexities are beyond belief. I mean, I hear you, John, on everything you're saying there. Another factor in all this is whenever he's eligible to play, and it may be as soon as later this week, is he a starter?
Well,
is
I've been thinking about this. I've been thinking about this a ton,
yep.
Joe. And we all know, we all feel very similarly about Ben. But, like, there is a way that this could be fixed for my tastes.
Which is what?
Ben has to be, and this would be a first. This would be an all-time first. Ben has to just do what an adult would do and be brutally frank. Like, Ben needs to depart from his whole, like, icy exterior facade.
Yep.
And just get real for, like, 3 minutes with us, with the public, in an opportunity where he's sitting in front of a microphone and just basically runs down the list and sets some things straight. It wouldn't take a lot for me to actually, like I said, I've thought about this
to take ownership of his faults.
That's all he has to do.
I don't disagree with you. I don't think he's going to do it.
Well,
but you're right. I mean,
it's very simple.
John, he actually could. He could do that.
I could actually, like, be on his side again. And as crazy as that sounds, think about it.
Yeah.
Think about it. If you heard Ben Simmons say, "I don't know what I was thinking, and right now I'm in such an awful spot that I've put myself in. I should have worked harder all for the last 4 years. I should have worked harder on my shot. I should have gotten better at free throws by working at it, so I wouldn't have been so afraid. But that's the fact. I was afraid to get fouled in that playoff
yeah.
game, and so I passed it, and I regret it every second of every day
since.
It
would go a long way.
Yeah.
It would.
And I pledge to you, I am going to change my spots, essentially. I'm going to make this right. Just give me a chance. Like, that's all he has to do. It's easy. I mean, from
yeah.
in my mind, it's a very
well,
simple
that's,
process.
To me, that's half of it. That would allow him to be somewhat embraced again. Yeah, welcomed. Now, in the end, if he doesn't improve the jump shot, people will then turn their back again. But I agree with you, John.
That well, could, even if he doesn't improve his jump shot, we'd still be rooting for him to improve his jump
yeah,
shot.
Yeah, but I'm saying
if
we,
he said
yeah.
he's trying.
But it only
he doesn't
so
even acknowledge no, I, it's I, an issue. I, like, just acknowledge
I agree.
What we all know to be true.
I think it's a great point. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494.
It's so preposterous to me that he's still trying to pretend like there's not a problem.
I don't.
Like
yeah.
with him.
His brain doesn't work
just
right.
Say you're the problem.
Yep. Chiro, Central PA. What's up, Chiro?
What's going on, guys? Richie, I agree with what you just said, man, but you're living in Fantasy Island. Like, the guy is not going to come out. He's not going to apologize for nothing. I mean, if we learned anything from Ben Simmons, it's he lives in his own world. Yeah. He's never wrong about anything. And in his mind, he's 100% right that the 76ers franchise, the fan base, everyone has done him completely wrong, even though we cheered our lungs out every time this guy would shoot a 15-foot jump shot, and it probably wouldn't go in. But we don't care if he made the shots or anything. We just wanted to see him try for 5 years. That's all we wanted to see was him try. And he never cared about it, so I don't see why people think he's going to care about it now.
Well, don't you think amazing things can happen when someone hits rock bottom? This has got to be rock bottom. He has to, at some level, understand change must occur.
I want to think that, and for the average person, yes, of course you're right. But I don't think Ben Simmons has anything in his mind that he's at rock bottom. I think he's just going through the motions. He's still living in the era where he had the DVD made about him before he was even an NBA player.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Kuchero, what do you got on the Eagles, man?
I got Jalen Hurts. Okay. You damning him for 9 games. Did you see Lamar Jackson on Monday night? For years, all we heard is how inaccurate he is. I tell you what, man, that accuracy looks a lot better and a lot polished up. Jalen Hurts has 6 touchdown passes called back for no fault of his own. If all 6 of those touchdown passes, he'd be almost leading the league in touchdown passes right now. You got to pump the brakes a little bit. I know you want Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson next year, but pump the brakes on just damning him already.
Was it six that were called back?
I didn't know it was 6.
It's
I know it was
5.
A bunch.
I think it was 5.
All right, Chiro, Gumi, what would have broken the internet?
The Jim Jones cult.
All right, you got it, buddy. You know what I hate? John, you do this to me. You put it in people's minds. You say that I damn him. I don't damn him. I just tell you he's not good enough. I mean, you guys make it sound like I'm striking him down, like I'm God and
you
I'm damning
smote him.
No, I'm just saying he's not good enough. But you know. 215-592-9494.
He hasn't been good enough yet. It's crazy that you think it's permanent. That's where the damning verb comes in. You're saying
you do
it
me
can't
dirty.
Get better.
You do me dirty.
I'm saying it absolutely will get better.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of how much.
All right.
And I don't think he's being helped out by the roster around him and the staff that's trying to call the plays.
Yeah. And by the way, one more Ben thing I want to say. One of the articles from ESPN.com that annoyed me with the way it was written. I'm not saying it's Adrian Wojnarowski's fault. I'm saying if this is Ben's thinking, this is outrageous. John, this was a couple days ago when Ben reported back. So I guess this is 2 days ago. And one of the sentences actually, it says this. Why return now? Simmons is described as wanting to prove a point and knowing he had done so with something that almost never happens in the NBA, sitting out training camp, costing himself nearly $1 million in lost salaries and fines, and delivering an unmistakable message that he wanted a trade out of Philadelphia. He wanted to prove a point.
What?
What did he accomplish?
That he could lose $1 million faster than anyone else?
I mean, wait, do you think the Sixers didn't know he wanted to be traded? Would he prove a point? I mean, what, are you kidding me? I mean, give me a freaking break.
Well, you know you failed.
He wanted to prove a point.
I mean, that is one of the more ridiculous sentences I've ever heard.
I mean, like, I don't even know what to – I don't even know what to make of that. He wanted to prove a point. All right, hey! Point made, Ben. Woohoo! What an idiot.
He should be.
Joe Cameron, John Ritchie. Shil Kapadia. Hey, let's get his points, his thoughts on Hurts and the Eagles as they get ready for Tampa Bay. That plus all the calls right here on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.